Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Distinguished representatives, my name is Kevin McCaffrey. I'm from Bristol, New Hampshire. I'm going to read you a statement considering it has a lot to do with wind, and that's what we're here for. Location, location, location is one of the reasons I came to New Hampshire to live, and I truly have found my location. At this time, that location is being infringed upon by commercial wind turbines that are located in one of the least effective wind places in the country. As I am sure you're all aware, commercial wind turbines need a constant wind speed of 7 to 9 miles per hour to turn the blades, to turn the generator, to produce electricity. Any less than that makes those 450-foot steel behemoths useless in producing the energy needed to fulfill the needs of the New Hampshire Energy Plan, formulated in 2002. In your packet, let me refer to you to the map and graph in your packet to see where the wind is most effective for turning the 318-foot blades of those commercial wind turbines. It appears that the Midwest would be the best location for wind use, with the South the least, and the Northeast close to the South. Although we do have wind in many areas of New Hampshire, and primarily on our beautiful, pristine ridgelines, that wind is not consistent enough to keep those commercial wind turbines operating 24/7, 365, producing electricity, which, by the way, does not benefit this state at all since it is not bought by PSNH. I have yet to see any wind studies done by the state to confirm the claims of the wind turbine industry that New Hampshire is a viable state for wind production, that it would be able to meet the goals of our renewable energy standards without ravaging over 3,000 miles of some of the most pristine ridgelines in our great state of New Hampshire. If we are talking about location, commercial wind turbines, why are they not being located on some of the most active, steady wind areas, such as the Mount Washington Range first? I'll leave you that to figure out, and thus the reason why we should be taking a few steps back to look at our current plan and see if there are viable renewable energy sources, and yes, even wind, that makes sense for New Hampshire. Wind production accounts for 0.6 of the New England power pool. Why isn't it more? One of the reasons is wind itself. Since the Northeast is on the low end of the steady wind scales, it would take about 10,000 commercial wind turbines to produce enough electricity to meet only 25% of the daily demand for electricity in New Hampshire. To locate that many commercial wind turbines would take the destruction of over 3,200 miles of pristine ridgelines all over the state. Is this still the right location for wind-produced electricity? That is something that needs to be studied by us, the citizens, taxpayers, and ratepayers, and you, the Commission. We need to determine the viability and cost-effectiveness of wind-generated power, and that has not been done so far except for the corporations vying for the windfall, no pun intended, of the federal dollars put towards renewable energy. I can tell you one thing. If you gave me the cost of three of those commercial wind turbines in federal dollars, I could put solar panels up in open space farmland, still farm the land, and take the town of Bristol off the grid, significantly reducing our carbon footprint in the world. The only thing I have the effectiveness of wind power and rationalize the need to put a moratorium on is that you seriously consider location, location, location when discussing on the energy sources and transmission lines, until you can re-examine and update the state's renewable energy plan, which is 10 years old. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Thank you. Now.